Okay, so last week we began to discuss the sugya of Pikuach Nefesh regarding Shabbos. We explained that it's a machlokes harishonim whether we say that Shabbos is Dechuya, Shabbos is Hutro. The Rashba in the Tshuvas and the Ranan Chidushim Tebeya and the Rosh in Yuma all say that it's Hutra, and the Lashon of Rambam is ambiguous, but he used the Lashon of Dechuya, and we pointed out that Allah Lamasa, it's a machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah. And then last week we discussed what are some of the nafkaminas between whether we say Hutra or Dechuya. And the ones that we covered last week are Kol Tzirach Chav. We discussed the major one is whether one is required to do, we use a Shinoi or use a Mir Liakum, which is the Mahalach amongst the Ashkenazim certainly. And the din of and Rav Moshe's approach to doctors and Shabbos and their requirements to whether they have to stay in the hospital if they know they're going to have to come in on Shabbos morning. Let's go on to discuss the question of doctors switching shifts on Shabbos. So there are when doctors are training, so hopefully when they're training, meaning when they're still in medical school and have to be on the ward, so l'chaira there is no room for any kind of leniency at all, because the hospital should not be counting on them at all. They're not licensed. They're still medical students. There is increasing pressure. The last many years, there is increasing pressures on medical students to do more stuff when they're training, because as various specialties become more competitive, so medical students are under pressure to perform better in order to get better recommendations from the senior staff in the hospital, and that pressure has created sometimes very difficult decisions for medical students. But achrei kichleis hakol, the medical student is not only responsible for the medical care, but probably not allowed to give medical care. And therefore, I don't see any room where there should be any leniency at all in halacha to allow the medical student to take any liberties when it comes to Shabbos. When it comes to the next stage of their training, when it comes to internship and residency, so one of the difficult decisions that medical students have to go through is whether they will only go for the spots that will give them Shabbos off and not require them to be on Shabbos. It's a difficult decision because for the most part, I'm not saying for entirely, but the numbers of Shomer Shabbos spots that are available are very, very few. They do not exist in various specialties, and very often, the ones that do exist, they used as a carrot to bring in the Shomer Shabbos well-educated and well-accomplished medical students who want the deal to be off in Shabbos. And then very often, that's being done because the program needs to be built up and is not attracting students that are otherwise well-accomplished. So that raises the question about whether the training that one will get in that kind of a program where one's peers are not as successful in getting spots as the Shomer Shabbos ones are. So that raises a question about whether what are the requirements of a student who's being trained, where they have to go for a Shomer Shabbos spot. It's a difficult decision. Because there are three different levels of positions that medical students can get. One is Shabbos unfriendly, one is Shabbos friendly, and then Shomer Shabbos. In other words, there's spots sometimes when students interview, so the head of the department will say, we have no interest in accommodating Shabbos at all. We will not accommodate Shabbos. Sometimes it's part of an old leftover macho, especially when it comes to surgeons. You know that this is the most important thing I know in life, and that's part of the training. And if anything else, which is as important, you know, we don't really want you in our program, right? Sometimes it's just a huge nuisance to be able to, and we don't want that nuisance. We don't want to have to deal with people asking for Shabbos off. But very often, if a student is very well accomplished and has maybe an article and has done very well, so the programs want that student, and they say, we can't promise you Shabbos because we're not Nevi'im, and because we don't know it's going to come up, and we don't want to create a precedent, and we don't have to promise Tuesday to the next guy who applies, but we will work very hard to work it out for you. Those cases, very, very often, I just got a text yesterday from a Talmud, Bli Ayin Hara, a very, very bright Talmud, so he was able to command that kind of an understanding. And he said that he's now well into his first year, and they've been they didn't promise, but have been so accommodating, he's never had to go in on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So that is a very soft difference between a Shomer Shabbos and a Shabbos friendly. What is the issue? What is the basis of the halacha over here? So the halachic issue is that there's a Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin, and that says that a person, I mentioned it briefly last week, that a person cannot go on a boat on, for sure, Thursday, Friday, maybe Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. A person can only go on a boat on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Gemara says that this refers to boats in the high seas, and based on that, we have various halachas that a person should not do anything which could compromise Shabbos on a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Question is, then why should something be mutter on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and not on a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? Was it either I'm in violation of Shabbos in one of these days, or Shabbos I'm not in violation? Mehechates, and that the day of the week should matter. So the Rishonim explain that it's a wide ranging machlekes. I think four or five different shitas as to what exactly the Chazal were concerned about. One approach is that Chazal were concerned about Oneg Shabbos. It's an easy approach. So seasickness most likely happens the first 3 days that you're on the boat. But once you're beyond 3 days, so all likely you'll be used to the boat and you won't be seasick. If you go on a boat that's on the rivers, no. So then you're not going to get seasick. So it's an issue of Oneg Shabbos, and it is going Boser Roiv that most situations the person has surgery on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, so there's a significant chance that by Shabbos they will still be in great aggravation. But on Monday, Tuesday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, they'll be ready with less aggravation. So it's a din of Oneg Shabbos, and it's a din de Rabbanon. This is one of the situations where Rav Shechter points out we don't say lo plug. We say plug. Why is that? Because the Mishnah says that if one's going ala neharis, then one's allowed to even go on Thursday and Friday, because one doesn't get seasick when it goes on neharis. So that is the basis for Rabbanim who allow people to go on cruises that leave on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and don't insist that all kosher cruises only go on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. What's the heter? It's a first Mishnah. Teretz is that the chance of getting seasick on a cruise is very, very limited. So therefore, the cruise is like a al naharis. Who said that we can play games with a din de rabbanon? They said they can't go on a boat in the high season. So kevin shabalus yivasa loy balo takanta. So this is where Shechter points out. You see from the Gemara that the din was a plug, was not established as a low plug. So he argues that this is you find in the Mishnah, that once you can point out that a takonat rabbanon was flexible, dependent on the reason for the takana, so memela the rule of kevin shabalus yivasa loy balo takana does not apply. Right? follow the negatives. So therefore, balasi basa balatakanta. I don't know if this is muska be'al poska, but I believe if you look at the schedule of kosher cruises and the celebrities on the kosher cruises, it's certainly accepted by a wide variety of rabbanim and poska. So that's only one interpretation of the Mishnah. There's another interpretation of the Mishnah that says that when Shabbos comes, if you're on the high seas and you're in a boat, you are going to have to do malachis. Otherwise, you're going to drown. So comes Shabbos, and everybody's on the boat is going to end up doing malachis, but pikuach nefesh derech Shabbos. So now you have a chiddush, though. So the question is, when I'm on the boat on Shabbos, there's no question, I am now in a pikuach nefesh situation. And that pikuach nefesh situation allows me to be derech Shabbos. But am I allowed to put myself into a pikuach nefesh situation? I'm not allowed to be machnas atzmenu l'sakana. Rav Moshe takes that very, very seriously, not being machnas atzmenu l'sakana. That's why he says that a woman cannot induce labor, because labor is a sakana, and one cannot be machnas atzmenu l'sakana. Obviously, if there are medical reasons to do so, so then I think he'd be mekel. But if there are no medical reasons, it's only a question of convenience, so then Ramesh says no. So it's a chiddush. Why is it a chiddush? Because the sakana is going to happen anyways. Right? Whatever's going to happen, there will be a sakana. Nevertheless, and she's in it already. And the Torah said you can do that because otherwise you can get pregnant. So obviously the Torah is being matir. This macht is out of sakana. Nevertheless, Rav Moshe held that if the sakana is going to be on Monday, so I cannot be machnas atzmi into sakana a day or two earlier. Right? That is widely accepted. That malachim overwhelmingly accepted. So the Chazal said that apparently there's a din that I cannot be machnas atzmi l'tchiya Shabbos on Friday, Thursday, maybe Wednesday. And I can be machnas atzmi l'tchiyas chana on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. All right? So that is the pshat that Mishnah, according to many Rishonim. So now we have a chiddush ladina, aloch ladina, that a person can be machnas atzmi l'tchiyas Shabbos l'tzorch pikuach nefesh on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. But cannot do it when it's closer to the Shabbos itself. So, how does that relate to the intern, the fellow? So, l'chaira, when the intern and the fellow makes his arrangements, it's long before the Sunday, before the first Shabbos, he's going to have to go into the hospital. However, there are many achronim who say that the case of the Mishnah was if he's machnas atzmai l'sofik sakana. But one can never be machnas atzmai levadai d'chiya Shabbos. So that there are achronim who say that one can be machnas atzmai l'd'chiya Shabbos l'tzarech mitzvah. So this is where the poskim, this is the nakuda that addresses this particular issue. Rav Shechter and many poskim hold that one cannot be machnis atzmai levadai techias Shabbos even lezarech mitzvah. And other poskim hold that we should apply it a little bit differently in this case. So that's what Rav Shechter holds very strongly from what I've heard and gathered, that the medical student has to do a Shomer Shabbos spot. Other poskim, I think, if I put names to them, I believe I was present when Rav David Cohen was asked this question, and he thought it was mutter. He did not explain himself. It wasn't that kind of a forum. It was one of these Q&As where there were many Qs lined up together, so it wasn't the focus of the Q&A. So the probably the basis for being Mekel is that if my medical training will be enhanced by going to a certain program. So l'chor, that's l'tzarech mitzvah, right? Shulchan Aruch says you have to be the best possible doctor you can be. And to be a second-rate doctor, Shulchan Aruch says is aser. So you have to be a top-rate doctor. So if I understand that my expertise will only happen in a certain setting, you can say that's the Sirch Mitzvah. If Shechter would question that, that's correct. Because he would say that, who says you have to go into medicine? So if it's a mitzvah, we should all be going to medicine. We shouldn't be learning, going for smich. So we don't know that it's a mitzvah to go into medicine. So he discounts the requirement of the Tzorch Mitzvah. And I believe he accepts the idea that since it's a Vale Dechia, so one cannot be Machnes Atzmai. And I would surmise that the Rabbanim who disagree would say that it's a Tzorch Mitzvah, and it's a Safek Sakana, it's not clear that... that it, certainly if a person goes on to a Shabbos friendly, if a person goes on to a Shabbos unfriendly, so it could be that it's very possible they will have to be mached as with the chisisur. If it's a Shabbos friendly, so then it's not badai, that they'll be able, that and it's certainly, in another kinesh in the argument, it's certainly not at all badai that they'll be have to be machal like deiraisa to get on Shabbos. Very few deiraisa that could even happen in the hospital these days. What's deiraisa in the hospital? So the hospitals that are still writing notes, all right, that's a deiraisa that could then, without a question. I mean, deiraisa, it's nidches. And have to be nidches because you have to write notes because you have to have a record for the next doctor that comes by. You may not have to write all the notes, but you have to write some of the notes. That is quickly changing because more and more hospitals are going digital. And the more and more notes are being taken digitally. And more one is able to take notes on pads. And so that would be a Drabbana Dikadin. The drawing of blood involves a Deiraisa, of Dosh. But the drawing of blood is more and more done by some specialty. They call it the phlebotomist or something. So it's... So that a resident will have to draw blood on a given Shabbos, not so posh. They won't be able to even ask someone to do it for him. So I'm not even aware of other deraisas. So it may very well be that the Takanas Chazal, I'm not saying this is a dover posh, but it may well be the Takanas Chazal of being machnes asma tchiyas yisurim means tchiyas yisurim deraisa. So that would be the mahalach to allow a medical student to consider a Shabbos friendly or a Shabbos friendly or somewhat friendly. Whenever a medical student asks me whether they can do a non-Shabbos Shabbos residency, the first thing I always ask them is if you'd be asked to do something which is a clear violation of Shabbos called a discharge slip almost or a death slip, right? And there are those who argue that even there's room to make for a desk because you need the bed. I think that's very, very stretched. And the application of which would be in a very, very specific situation. Most of the time, the signing of the desk is going to be an Issa Deiraisa, and there's no pikuach nefesh, right? Or a discharge slip. So discharge slips are more and more done digitally, and very often there's room to find a space to be makel, because the discharge slips explain the post-hospital protocol. And in most hospitals, so much of the clientele is such that if you don't give them the instructions as they leave the hospital, you're not going to be able to give them. You're not going to be able to call up later on and say, by the way, this is not going to happen. You're not going to be tuned to. Your best shot is to give it to them right then. And very often, post-hospital discharge slips do address pikuach nefesh issues, which they're not maintained. They got to be back in the hospital in a few days. So, but there are things which, so the first thing I always ask a student, they're saying, if you're forced to sign a death slip, they can have the kayach nefesh to say no. They're going to have the nurse going to be on your back. They're going to bring the head nurse down. It's going to be very unpleasant. If you're going to cave in, there's nothing to consider. You can only consider it is if you have the kech and nefesh to say that I will not do something which is awesome. I will not do something where there's no head to have kech nefesh. If a person will say, a person I know myself, And if that happened, one never knows how. But if to the best of one's ability, one knows what we'll do in Nisayim. And even if it means that Monday morning they're going to call me in, and they're going to, the head of the department is going to rank me out. Afal Pekin, Shabbos. So then we go to the next step. Machloek is the poiskim of whether he can master asma dechisisur. That step has to be, it has to be l'tzarich mitzvah. In other words, you have to be sure that to even consider it. Again, if Shechter would say b'chol, then nothing consider, only Shemesh Shabbos. But the poskim will allow it. It has to be a tzarich. So not every program. I have to know which programs I'm considering. It could be that a Shomer Shabbos program, the program that I'm considering, are not so different in terms of their training. Right? So a lot of different factors. There are sometimes programs that are not rated so high, but because of the hands-on experience, you get better training. So it's a very well thought out. And it's sometimes, and you have to know yourself very well, because sometimes a person will say, well, the real reason I want that spot is because I want to do a subspecialty. And I only get the subspecialty if I have a good specialty. So that I can't see calling that tzarich mitzvah in any way. So it has to be the cheshbon nefesh, well understood, and very well evaluated. And then when it comes to machlokes tzapos, it's mutarna. Go ahead.
You mentioned last week or a little bit ago that you have to stay in the hospital.
Yeah.
So
I don't think so. Why? Because this, I don't think so. Because this din is a Mishnah. So this din this din the Rabbanon of not being Machnas Atzmai has to be both for Hutra and for Duchuya. First, because it's a Mishnah, it doesn't seem to be susceptible to that machlekes. And because we don't find in the Rishonim that they say, that mission is dependent on this. Now, the counter argument would be that there are four pshatim of the Rishonim in that Mishnah. So it's conceivable that you give a shir to say that the reason why Rishon X says what he says is because he holds it subject to Hutman Chui. So I don't recall poskim saying what you're saying. I have to look into it more. Let's look into it more. Go ahead.
Isn't the Shabbat Mishnah though that it's usher because you're creating your own pikuach of nefesh that you're then going to have to be dealt with Shabbos for, much ain't in the hospital. If it's Jewish patients, the pikuach of nefesh is there already, or it's going to be there no matter what.
You're right.
So,
but that may be an academic distinction.
In other words, the Mishnah doesn't. Does the Mishnah tell me that I can't sign up before Shabbos to be Dofa Shabbos Mishum Pikuach Nefesh, or is that I can't create the Pikuach? I can't put myself in the situation. Well, create the Pikuach Nefesh that then needs Shabbos needs to be
Nefesh. It's a good ha'ara, but it only helps for chutz la'aretz.
Right.
Why? Because, let's go into a little bit, partial, we'll come back. Again, I'm not sure whether, the chiluk may be a good chiluk, but you have to prove that the chiluk is one that is recognized in this din. All right? So I'm not saying, but I'm saying even if your chiluk is one that we can find the basis for, so let's discuss something else, and that is,
there's often an issue that comes up with medical students. You can have them in community with Hatzalah.
Correct, yeah.
But there's, let's say, protocols that you have to follow under given circumstances to account for all possibilities that could arise. And there are kind of clear all your bases. But let's say you as a resident or even certainly as a cell member know that this or that protocol is not necessary or appropriate in this circumstance. So, but it does involve some extra level of those services.
Right.
So, as part of your due diligence to take care of the patient, should you preserve all protocols, or, and you know, if you're a resident of the hospital, all protocols, and that would be allowed because of 12 members, or do we say, no, if I can tell, you know, my Heimlich, I can tell this situation is really not necessary, so then it really is not covered under P12 members?
Yes, I think that Lania's deity, and this is a mahalach that I've heard parts of from every tender. Lania's deity, I think that one should, that if there is protocol, which is totally, totally protocol, and there's nothing to pikuach nefesh, then I don't think there's a heter for it. But one has to research it very, very carefully. Because sometimes I could think of its protocol, but it could be pikuach nefesh. Taking the guy's address down. He's in the ICU. I know he's going to be here for 3 or 4 days. We're not going to need the address. So I'm writing the address. But the name, we have to put the name down so they get the right tag on the... they send the blood to the right place. But there will be situations where they will need the address. They're not... and that's a rochik. One is, let's say there are two guys with the same name. Let's say a person misspells one of the names. So I'm going to need to identify the blood to the address. Or... let's say I need to know what medication this person is on. So there have been situations where hospitals have gone, there's nobody home, they have to go to the guy's house. He says, I remember I take 5 pills a day. I don't know what they're called, but I know where they are. So there are situations where the address could become important. So it has to be, requires a lot of research. Or there's another argument that says that if I am done on every single part of the protocol, every time I do the protocol, so that I'm not going to be taking care of the patient. I'm going to be taking care of Shabbos. So I think I'll pidin, one cannot give this global thing. Whatever is protocol is always mutter. One has to be thinking about it very carefully and work it out with chaverim as to exactly what's necessary, what isn't necessary. It requires a lot of careful research. Question is like this: if I know that in this particular case, this piece of protocol is not necessary, but in other cases it is necessary, whether I create an overall sloppiness if I start. So these are issues that have to be thought about very carefully. So the Mishneh Berurah points out that the lashon of the Mishneh Berurah is that there was a takonas vadar botzos to take care of Einam Yehudim and Shabbos. Right? Why is that? Because if we don't take care of Einam Yehudim and Shabbos, so then we can create a pogrom. So the when Rav Moshe addresses this point in the Mishneh Berurah, apparently there were voices that said maybe we should reevaluate. Maybe in the enlightened 20th century at that time, so not taking care of an Yehudi and Shabbos will not cause a pogrom. So Rabbi Moshe writes that number one is totally incorrect. That our obligations to take care of an Yehudi are as current and as vibrant now as they were in the time of the Chafetz Chaim. Ad kadei kach that Rabbi Moshe writes, I don't understand why you needed the takonos of Adar Rotzos. It's not a takonos Chazal. It's not a takonos Rabbanim. It's a din. That the pikuach nefesh of a Yehudi is being protected. Back in the 60s, before I was born, before I was reading anything. So there was an event called the Shachak Affair. Shachak Affair was that there was a person who was motorcycling through Kikur Shabbos and had a motorcycle accident. And when the residents of the neighborhood came over and realized that he was an Einu Yehudi, they were not quick in taking care of him. And by the time the ambulance was called and he was brought into the hospital, so he was nifted. So that created a tremendous, tremendous stir. That because he was an Einu Yehudi, so he ended up dying in Shabbos. Out of that came two very important articles, one by Rav Aaron Soloveitchik and by Rav Unterman at that time, that when Chazal used the word Darkei Shalom, they don't mean that, they sometimes use the word Mishum Eva, which means we are doche specific din for this particular event, but there's a broader goal in halacha that Chazal established, alike the idea of kavod abrius is the idea of darkei shalom. Right? However, it's important to know that this event never took place. It was science, halachic fiction. It never happened. There was never a guy who was motorcycling for Kikur Shabbos. He never had an accident. He never was left by the residents. It was a correspondent of one of the newspapers who learned about this halacha, that only that pikuach nefesh is mikevan kidei she yishmer shabbos avichalu chalav shabbos achas, and he created a scenario. I think Shachak was the name of the correspondent, and he created a lot of Sinas Yisrael. And at least it gave us two good articles from Avaron and Mutterman. That was the only silver lining of this miserable affair. But it did show us the veracity of Rav Moshe's contention that that even though Shabbos is of the sort, and the way they have to appreciate it is that the emes is, Kadosh Baruch Hu says Shabbos is more important than even Jewish life. But Kadosh Baruch Hu said that Chalel of Shabbos Achas Kedei Shishmar Shabbos Harbe. In other words, we have a tremendous understanding of the importance of life, the Chaybem, of Neshama. We don't have a full appreciation of Shabbos. Halacha really is. Not really. But I'm saying the way that Halacha presents itself is that Shabbos is more important than life. Chilul Shabbos is, however, there's a cheshbon. Chalav Shabbos Achas Kedei Shabbos Shabbos is Harbe. That's obviously the machlokes, because you have all the other sources of a chaybem. But the mahalach held the halach lemaisa. And in a situation where Shabbos will not be better preserved, so then there's a hetter mechalav Shabbos. That's the hashkofa of this halach. Nevertheless, halach lemaisa, we say pikoch nevesh deche Shabbos, and we have to realize that includes pikuach neshev of everybody, and then Rav Moshe says anybody who doesn't realize this just doesn't know, it's not street smart, doesn't know what's going on. I had a situation where a very big Talmud Chacham, who's also a doctor, was in a very prestigious hospital. I think he was as a resident or something, and was a baby who needed a transplant. And he turned to one of his co-workers and said, why are we not rushing around going crazy to get this heart for this baby? You know, he saw that people were usually a transplant, a baby, so everybody's working at breakneck speed. So the person said, I'll take him aside and said, well, this is an Orthodox baby. And they don't give hearts, so we're not going to drive ourselves crazy to get the kid a heart. Right? So you see what Rav Moshe was saying, the Musar Haskel, Rav Moshe knew very, very well what he was saying, and it certainly is not changed since Rav Moshe wrote the Tshuva. And therefore, our response for Pikuach Nefesh, for all people, is the same and cannot and is not to be discerned in any way. So that is what comes back. I forget your name, sorry.
Josh.
So Josh's Ha'orah is, but there is a major difference. This was pointed out by Rav Unterman, that there's a major difference between being machnis atzma l'tchia sakana when it comes to a Yehudi, and being machnis atzma l'tchia sakana when it comes to any Yehudi. The latter is a sakana which I created. If I wouldn't have become a doctor, if I wouldn't have taken this job, then my lack of attention would not be a sakonis nefashis. So that pikuach nefesh, my situation created. I created that. I was machnas atzmai. So coming back to your question, your ha'orah may be a very, very good ha'orah, requires a lot of research. But even if it's a good ha'orah, it will not, we will still, the development of the halach that I presented will still have to be taken into account for this issue. So now the question is, so the doctor has his position. He could be a resident, he could be a fellow, he could be an attending. and he would like to switch with a to get out for Shabbos. Someone has to be there for Shabbos. All right. So if it's a non-Jew, all right. But what happens if the other person who's going to be on Shabbos is a non-religious Jew? A Jew is he's a nice guy. He's very happy. Very, very nice person. And he says, "Litzari Arav, I don't have a Shabbos. You have a Shabbos. So I'll take your spot." So is that mutter or not? So Rav Moshe wrote in his Shuvah that there is a Yesh Mokim Godol Lehokel in this case. He says there's a way to do it both in Heter, and that is to have the chief resident do it. He says, you tell the chief resident, I want to be off on Shabbos. You tell the head of the program. No, what the chief resident does, he may get an 80 Yehudi, he may get a Yehudi. Right? So therefore, when the Yehudi is on, it's what we call a lifnei de lifnei. I create a situation, I hand over somebody else. So it could be that even if that chief resident is Jewish, so I only did a lifnei for his lifnei. So lifnei is mutter. So that's the one mahalach he says. However, he said that doesn't always work. Sometimes the chief resident says, here's the schedule, I'm done. Make all the changes in the world that you want. If the Shabbos is unfriendly, he says, don't touch the schedule. You touch the schedule, you're going to end up 3 years ago, somebody changed the schedule, the guy didn't show up, and after he sent that metakana, no changing of schedules. Right? And the nurse had the wrong phone number for the wrong doctor, not going to happen. Most of the time they say, all right, it happens once in a while, shouldn't happen again. Good. Now, you can change if you want. So now I have to interface with the other person himself. So in that case, is it mutter for me to switch with an Eidi Yehudi, with another Jew? So Rav Moshe says, Yesh gam tam godol lahatir. It's an interesting, I'm not sure what to do with halacha lemaisa. Tam godol lahatir is a good af im Yehudim. Why? Because if they're not going to be in the hospital, what are they going to be doing? They're going to be malachas. There won't be any heter. When they turn on the television, there's not going to be heter for that. When they drive around the corner and they play golf, there's not going to be a heter for that. They're in the hospital, so ruba, things they're going to do is going to be mutter. They can take care of chaylim. If it's a drabanan, ain't a sakana, they raisa, sakana. So I'm doing the guy a big favor. So I'm not asking, I'm not going around saying, like Chabad saying, I think you should be in, you should work in Shabbos. But I'm asking him to take over Shabbos. He's willing to do it. He's volunteering, whatever. So that's Rav Moshe's Malach. What's Rav Moshe's Malach based on? It's based on an approach that Lifnei Iver is a negotiable din. I don't mean it's negotiable in terms of you don't have to keep it. It means that you can make cheshbonis. You can make cheshbonis of Lifnei Iver. Lifnei Iver is a sacha kol din. At the end of the day, will there be more mitzvah or averus done? We usually look at Lifnei Iver and mitzvahs. You don't make cheshbonis in mitzvahs. That if this person is going to end up doing an Isra because of me, so I don't have to, I'm not allowed to say, yeah, but he's doing five less Isra because of me. But there's one Isra he's doing because of me. So he ends up signing the death because of me. He wouldn't have done it because of me. It was Machalo Shabbos. Yeah, but so normally we say, bang, end of story. With Naiva, you can't do it. Right. However, there is precedent there is precedent for saying I can make cheshbonos, and it comes from Rav Tzvi Pesach. Rav Tzvi Pesach had a situation where there was a kibbutz that they wanted to buy a machine called the combine that does kitzira and then zayra and then disha, maybe bara, all in once. Right, so there were five kibbutz. They couldn't afford it. It goes back to Pesach, back to the 50s. They couldn't afford it. They got, I don't know, five, six, seven kibbutzim together. So the deal was that they would use each kibbutz gets it one day a week. So it's going to be used on Shabbos. So the film kibbutz said, "Can we go into this deal? Right? If we don't go into the deal, no one's buying this combine. We go into the deal, but everybody gets it. But one kibbutz is going to do it on Shabbos." So Tzvi Pesach said it's mutter. Why? Because what's the alternative? He says the kibbutz, the alternative is sending out residents to do it. But then, so they work in Shabbos anyways. So if you have, so a combine means one guy doing all these malachas electric. Otherwise, you're going to have lots of Jews doing Gitzira and doing Dosh and Vechulei Vechulei. Who makes, so he pointed out, he develops the idea, I think based on Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that when it's allowed to make, Rabbi Akiva and Makiv and Nikiv, that when it's allowed to make Cheshbonos, Lifnei Iver is a din, it's not that I'm going to, that it's also for me to cause you to do an Iser. It's also for me to make you more of an Avarian. But if I'm making you less of an Avarian, then it's Mutter. So that would be the Mahalach of Yesh Tam Godel. There are posts who disagreed with us. Rav Herzog has a tshuva, the same idea, but in Tzahal. So this goes back, obviously, to the 50s. Can a religious soldier switch with an irreligious soldier? So Rav Herzog points out, there's a Ridvan Bav Mitzi, it's often discussed when you learn Shalom Echazim, that the Ridva says that if I give my sheep to a roya that's osir because of the iver, because they're going to take my sheep to graze in somebody else's field. Some roya or gazlanim. So the Ritva says, he's not taking my sheep. This roya is taking the sheep of many, many flock owners. So there'll be a little bit more. So the Ritva says, yeah, but that's of the iver. If there's riba yisurim, even though he's doing the iser anyways. So the Rav Herzog said that this Ritva sounds like that you isn't able to make cheshbonos. That's why he's not sure with the lifnei iver. That you're going to cause more yisurim, you're causing more yisurim. Doesn't make a cheshbon that, but at the end of the day, it won't be that much more. Might be less, I don't know. So Rav Herzog is mistapek. In the end, Rav Herzog is nota to be mekel, but he says that it's not the right thing for Tzal. Because a Jew can't be meyayish on the Shabbos of another Jew. Right? How can one chayal say the chayal, you're not shaykh to Shabbos. He said that communicating that is such a, is something that one can't do. So to say for a Jew to another Jew, you're not shaykh for Shabbos. You can't do it. So therefore you can't switch. So Rechiyin, if that Herzog would say the same thing, in 2020 in America, in a hospital. Right? It could be that in the years of Hakamat HaMedina, so then everybody in the Shaykh is the Shabbos, even if you weren't the Shomer Shabbos, if you're a secular Jew. Right? It could be that you might not say the same thing nowadays. It could be that with Tzareinu HaRav, they might not be such a cheshbon. Good, so we covered the... go ahead.
Switching with Jewish doctor?
With an irreligious...
Meaning the last sentence is about how you would apply it to a modern-day hospital.
Yeah, yeah. He may not say it's...
the implication that if it's a non-from Jewish doctor, you should switch?
It could be. It might depend. It depends on the person. If a person is a conservative Jew and he goes to shul and Shabbos, so then I don't know if it's right to say, to be marchik and say, your Shabbos is not worth it. I'm not sure. I have a big suffix. But if it's a guy who's, God forbid, intermarried, mamash has no shaykhus. So I don't know if I first would say, miyayish in his Shabbos. I don't know. Could be that so far. Not sure. Good. So what happens if a doctor, can the doctor accept schar Shabbos? Now, as he takes a patient on Shabbos, he follows all of Ramesh's protocols, and the patient still comes to him on Shabbos, right? It's the right thing to do. His patient has to take care of him. So then, is he allowed to get paid? So the Tzvi Pesach has a chiddush, is allowed to get paid. That Rav Oldenburg had a chiddush that it's better that he gets paid. Because if he gets paid, so then everything he does is a melacha shesheich legufa. He's doing, he's drawing blood to get paid. He's turning on the light to get paid. So it's any tzrich l'guf. But that Mahalach, Aldo himself, points out is not so muskam. And I think many folks have serious questions about that, whether that is correct or not. Whether it's even part of the mindset, bechlal of a doctor. And even if it is part of the mindset, whether it's still correct, because does that become the guf hamloch in that case? Rav Tzvi Pesach's chiddush was that since the Gemara in Bechorva says that when a person, anybody accepts money for a mitzvah, whether it's a melamdim or a rabbanim or doctors, so it always is for the non-mitzvah involved. And it might be for the schar batala, right? In other words, that it's, we get paid a retainer. The emes is, we're not getting paid to teach Torah, we're getting paid because we're making ourselves available, because we're giving up, because during the time they were teaching, we're not doing the other things that we could be doing. So we're getting schar batala, schar retainer fee. So Rav Shi Pesach says, and who pays the retainer fee? Looks very, very sketchy, because the retainer fee is being paid by the guys getting the services. He says, no. The retainer fee is being paid by all of your clients. And when it comes to yeshiva, so it's true, the retainer fee is being paid by the yeshiva. Fine. But when it comes to a doctor, it's being paid by clients. He says, no. What's happening is the doctor has a retainer fee. He needs to earn a certain amount of money over the course of the year. Now, who's going to pay the retainer fee? So it's not going to be in Eretz Yisrael, it might be Kupat Cholim, but in America, it's might be insurance, right? But and it will be certain clients, certain patients. Now, how do we figure out how much of the retainer fee they pay? Depends how much they use me. If they come only for well visits, they get a certain tier of their involvement in the retainer fee. If they come in, they're hypochondriacs, they are in the hypochondriac tier, but they have to pay much more. If they come in 3 times a year, that's their tier. If they required a certain procedure, that's their tier. So Rav Shi Pesach says that one is allowed to be mekabel schar Shabbos because you're never getting schar Shabbos. The schar Shabbos, the tipul on Shabbos determined what tier he is in. Like when you get fundraisers, it could be a friend, a sponsor, it could be a partner. So every doctor has the same kind of thing. So depending on when he required you this week, so now he bumped himself up in retainer fee. Rav Moshe was not with Makabel this Svara. I remember he used to have it while you used to be a professor. Rabbi Aaron Levine was a very becoming chacham. And he had written about this, I think. I remember asking him once whether Rav Tzvi Pesach's ideas Mekubel. He thought that from his reading of the literature, that it was not Mekubel. And Rav Shechter, Yom HaChav HaChaim, I think, does, and he quotes Rav Tzvi Pesach often in Shurim. But it's Rav Moshe writes that one should not be Marviach, that one should not charge for Tipul and Shabbos. That becomes much more difficult nowadays because very often when a doctor is taking care of a patient, it's just he's just in a system. He's not charging. The system is taking care of it. So I'm not exactly sure how that would work out. You have to figure out the details of the system.
Wouldn't that make it better because he's on a salary from the hospital, so he's not getting paid for that particular service?
Oh, if he's on salary, for sure. Yeah, it's on salary, for sure. Yeah, it's only if it's a procedure-based, because then the hospital charges, the hospital pays. Yeah, if it's salary-based, it wouldn't be. The Kleizenberger was quoted as not taking Schar Shabbos as an Eitz Tova because it will clarify the judgment of the doctor. Not clarify, it'll maintain his judgment clearer. If I could do... Now, we're not talking about getting $20 an hour. Sometimes there could be a certain procedure, and it's a very significant amount of money. So he said that that by not taking Schar Shabbos, so the doctor will not be influenced by requiring any kind of testing or procedures. That could be very, very lucrative. Okay, so I think this... completed the Deiraisa Dika part of Pekuach Nefesh, I think. Oh, we'll have to pick up next week in Rit Hashem. And we'll discuss if a person breaks a bone. Let's do that now, and then we'll do stitches, which is probably the most common shiloh that a Rav gets. The two most common shiloh that a Rav gets on Shabbos are the parent is concerned that a child has broken a bone, right? And brachshin little kids. And next is stitches. So the stitches next week. And broken bones. So there is a machlek. The simple reading of the din is that if it's only, if it's a chashash hefsed eivor, that does not allow the violation of a din d'oraisa, the pikuach nefesh. What's the worst case scenario? Chonos lan. Worst case scenario is that he won't have as functional a limb if it doesn't heal well. So that is God forbid, he'll have a limb. He won't have the same koyach, he can't have the same mobility. So that is not a pikuach nefesh. That would allow a suri de rabbanon. That's the whole shein basakana. If a limb is not mitafkei the way it would be naturally. However, halacha lamasa, this Rabbi Tenlin saying many, many years ago, and it's written up in Rav Neben Sal's Ha'oris, in the Ha'oris to Mishnah Berura, in Shin Chav Ches, Sif Lamed, in the name of Shlomo Zalman, that there isn't any sakonas eiver, which is also not a sakonas nefashos. That any time that we're afraid that something's happened to a limb, there's always the fear of the limb, of the displaced limb leaning against a blood vessel and God forbid causing any kind of blood infection. So there's, I think when I was at Talmud, Rav Tendler saying that if he could think of one possible injury, there was now some, he'd figured out some kind of finger injury that maybe that wasn't the safek sakana. But every other injury would be a safek sakana. There is, again, there's much more written about this. There's a Malamed Lehoyo that discusses whether we can be Samech and Renotam, who said that Hefsted Eivor is like a Pikuach Nefesh. But Halacha Lamaisa, it's for Eishan, and Shech has written about this. Halacha Lamaisa, we would be, whenever there's any kind of question, maybe there's a broken bone, so if the, we would have to be concerned that there is a Pikuach Nefesh case. If the doctors Alatar, if they say that it can wait till after Shabbos, and it's their specialty, or if they say it's up, then obviously one would follow their advice. But without having a doctor on the spot to evaluate, we would treat it as a pikuach nefesh case. Okay, we'll pick up next week with the Shabbos.